I am surprised by the announcement. I think it's a very good decision, however, by the Prime Minister, because I think what she's doing is she's seizing the initiative and she's making sure that when she goes into the negotiations with our European partners, which she knows and we all know are going to be very tough, she has a very clear mandate for the answers she's looking for. Because what she's going to do is bring clarity to a process that won't really start, let's be honest, until after the German elections in September. So what she's doing is she's managing to remove uncertainty from after that period so that she will have a very clear mandate, as will the governments of France and Germany, who are going through the election cycle at the moment too. It's a moment to get back and talk to our constituency associations and to prepare for an election, because I think this is going to be a very defining moment. What we've got to do is set out a vision for the UK that is open and internationalist, that sees the opportunities that we now have before us and creates a government ready to take them so that the people of the United Kingdom are better prepared and better able to enjoy a peaceful and prosperous future. The question now is, who do you want leading the negotiations to shape the future of an open, prosperous and international Britain? And I want that person to be Theresa May and not Jeremy Corbyn.